This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom and Anthony, and Emmanuel is on his way. From Matthew's Gospel today, chapter 1, verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to the public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus. He will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her and had commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. the Savior of the world, born for you and for me. Oh, we cannot let the manger out proclaim the cross. For this child to be born was destined to go to the cross and die for us so that we might be children of God. He died and rose from the dead. We must never let the manger outshow the cross. This child to be born was holy, was awesome, was beautiful, was without sin. This child to be born was born for you. This child to be born was born for me. We must rejoice in the birth of this child, because this child is salvation. You see, years and years and years, the prophets and holy men and women proclaimed the coming of the Messiah. For years and years and years, the promised proclamation of the Messiah was given. And you see, when he was born, not many people knew it. That the King of Glory was being born in a stable. That the King of Glory and of Heaven came. And I remember going to the place in Bethlehem where they laid him in a feeding trough of an animal. I remember touching that feeding trough. And as I touched it for a while, one of the priests came in and said, "Get your hand off that." I was having a moment with the Lord that I was touching the place where Mary gave birth to the Son of God. "Get your hands off that." I cooked my hands off. It was sad. Unfortunately, you see, so many people that do God's work think of it as a job. It is not a job to do God's work. It is a pleasure to do the work of God, not a job. You see, how many people will hear the word of God this Christmas? When I was new priest, I was told and asked to go downstairs, which was not beautiful. I was so happy. I said, "I'm closer to the manger than the upstairs. It's so beautiful, filled with flowers and lights and all those things." I was downstairs in the manger, and I was so happy. I always wanted to be down there when nothing was prepared, because Jesus was born in a stable. And I remember from that place proclaiming the word of God as a young priest. "For unto you in the city of David is born a Savior," not a philosopher, not a great man, but salvation. He is salvation. Salvation was born in Bethlehem, and there is no other name by which we are to be saved but by the name of Jesus, who is salvation. This is real. We need to proclaim it from the rooftops. You see, the birth of Jesus was wonderful only because Jesus was to give his life as a ransom for many, for you, for me. You might not feel it this week. You might not be experiencing it this week. Maybe someone died in your house and you're mourning. I understand. But unto you and unto me was born a Savior. We cannot save ourselves. He came as the Savior of the world, as your Savior and my Savior. And there is salvation in no other name but the name of Jesus.
And what did he come to save us from? Matthew tells us in the scriptures, Jesus came to save us from our sins, because sins separate us from God. It doesn't even say he came to save us from hell. Jesus does. But first he comes to save us from our sins, because sins make us a slave to sin. So we want to let Jesus make us pure, holy, with nothing between us and the Father. No blockage, no sin, nothing. We want to let Jesus this Christmas fill us with his light, in his grace, in his power, in his divine life. We want to become like God, all light, and in him there is no darkness. The light came into the world, and the darkness could not comprehend it. Jesus wants to overshadow you this Christmas and fill you with all the light of heaven, so that any darkness, any fear, any shame, any pain from the past, any trauma, that cannot stand in the light and the goodness of God. That we receive Jesus in our heart, not only as our Savior, but as our King. Because when we make Jesus our King, he crowns us with the Holy Spirit. That Jesus wants to give you a new life. That Jesus wants to for you to proclaim his goodness. You know, I love being able to be at work, because I say Merry Christmas. And may Jesus bless you this Christmas to everyone. Not for God to bless you, because to many people, God can be anything or anyone. Christmas, the kids, they don't even know what Christmas is about. But may Jesus, the living Christ, who came into this world to save you and to save this world, to give you victory over the devil, to give you victory over yourself, may that same Jesus, who is alive today because he is risen from the dead, bless you this Christmas. May he bless you. What if you make people feel uncomfortable? Well, it's okay. I'm not worried about what people think. I'm only worried about what God thinks. I'm worried about what Jesus is worried about, to save souls, to bring the living God onto this world. As the Father birthed Jesus into this world 2,000 years ago, it is our responsibility to birth Jesus into everyone's life we come across. And this Christmas season is the best time.
And this child, born of Mary, is the only child that was born to die. You see, we cannot let the manger outshadow the cross and resurrection. We cannot. Oh, it's wonderful that he is born. But the only child in the world that was born to give his life for us and for our salvation. He is the Savior of the world. He has been marked to go to the ignominious cross and save his people by his blood. Oh, yes. When I was a young priest, the upper church was so beautiful, wonderful, lights, flowers, also, it was all beautiful. I said, could I go downstairs to preach and celebrate Mass for the overflow? Yes, you can. I was so delighted. The church at that time was rickety. I said, I'm close to the manger. I don't need to be where the flowers and the lights are. I need to be where Jesus is. And Jesus is among his people and among the poor. Oh, I got the overflow crowd. But they left hearing the gospel of the Lord, that this child was the only child that was born to give his life for our salvation and to rise from the dead. I was so happy that I wasn't in the beautiful church. I was so happy that I was in a church that had not yet been restored. I was close to the manger. People felt sorry for me. I wasn't feeling sorry for me. I was delighted that I could preach to the people, to the overflow crowd, that not only did he come to be born for us, but he came to die for us, for our sins and for the sins of the world. And I asked the people to ask Jesus with me to come and dwell in the midst of their lives. And we prayed the sinner's prayer that Jesus would come and take residence in the hearts of the people who are at church. You see, Christmas, people are drawn Christmas. Not even like Easter. Easter isn't drawing people like Christmas. I don't understand why, but that's real. It's all about Christmas. While Christmas is here, let's proclaim the Christ. While Christmas is here, let's proclaim the Christ of God. Not Santa, not toys, not automobiles, but the Christ of God. And as Christmas ends and we go into ordinary time, which isn't ordinary because it's the time of grace, but we call it ordinary time. What do we proclaim in ordinary time? The Christ, the Lord Jesus, the King of glory. And after ordinary time comes Lent. And who do we proclaim during those Lenten days that last forever? Jesus. You see, it's all about Jesus. It's not about fasting. It's not about ashes. It's not about candles. It's about Jesus. Liturgy is about Jesus. And people who come to the Eucharist must leave with their ears ringing about Jesus Christ. No matter who they are, I remember so on an Easter day proclaiming Jesus Christ to people raised from the dead. And I said, if there's only one person here who hears the message that he gave his life for you, and that he rose for you, this is just wonderful for me to do it for one person. Oh, the person came to me at the end of Mass, probably with tears in her eyes. Jesus welcomed her. We need every opportunity to proclaim Jesus. Every opportunity. Ordinary time is not ordinary. It's about Jesus. Lenten time is not about Lent. It's about Jesus. Easter time is about Jesus. It's Christmas time is about Jesus. I remember going by a Protestant church, and outside the church was the words, "We preach Christ crucified." Hallelujah. I said, "Amen." That's what I do too. I preach Christ and him crucified and raised from the dead. You have to do it. While the people are there, you have to do it on Christmas. That salvation came, telling people we are all drowning in the ocean. We needed a lifeguard. Without the lifeguard, we would have died. I experienced that once. Thank God that the lifeguard came. But our lifeguard is Jesus Christ. Thank God for salvation. Thank God for the cross. Thank God for the resurrection. Thank God, thank God, thank God. And it all started in the womb of Mary, brought forth in Bethlehem.
And just like God birthed Jesus into this world 2,000 years ago, this Christmas season, Jesus wants to birth something new into you. It's so important that you go to church Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, because that's where the angels are going to be hanging out. That's where God's glory is going to be poured out. That's where God's people is going to be. And Jesus, he can meet with you one-on-one, and he does every day. But when there's a corporate gathering and everyone is glorifying God, there is something there in the spirit. There is something there for you. Don't make an excuse, it's just me and the Bible. That's not of God. Go where God's people is. It glorify God to go and worship him, to go and be with him. Going to Mass glorifies God's grace. That's how we ask to be worshiped. But any gathering, just go and be with God's people. Go and get where the glory is. Go and receive your Christmas present directly from Jesus. At Glory Night last week, we saw in the spirit that God was releasing Christmas presents. That's what we saw in the spiritual realm. Big boxes with bows on them. And God was releasing spiritual graces, because in the glory of God, in the spirit of God, God releases spiritual gifts into your soul. He releases healing. He releases provision. He releases more and more. And you know, we don't even know what we receive fully till we are on the other side of heaven. But we want to be where God's people are. We want to be where Jesus is this Christmas. God doesn't want you isolated. God doesn't want you alone with your Bible. He does in your quiet time, but God wants you with his people, where he is releasing his power this Christmas Eve. So this Christmas Eve, no excuses. We're having a midnight mass in Quincy. Come. Come. You know, I used to be in Salem and I would go to the Polish Mass and I wouldn't know what they were saying, but Jesus, it doesn't matter what they're saying, because Jesus was being made body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. And last night I made it to the Spanish Mass because I was resting and I missed the other Masses, but God was present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. You see, Jesus comes to make his house in our Eucharist. And the priest said one thing in his homily in English. He must have knew there were some gringos there. He says, what we eat is what we become. What you eat is what you become. And this year, there is no greater gift that Jesus has given to this world than he comes and makes himself present in the Eucharist, and that we get to consume God so that we become and share in the divine nature of Jesus Christ.
Oh, if we only knew what happens at the Eucharist. I tell you, if we only knew. And all the veils were taken away from our eyes and heart. Even me, at 78, would fall on our faces. For the presence of God is in our midst as it is in heaven. Oh, if we only knew. Lord, take away the veil from our hearts. Lord, take away the veil from our eyes. Lord, open us up to the presence of God in the scriptures and in the Lord's Supper, the Eucharist. Open us up. You see, Jesus said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, he who eats me will live because of me. This is the bread come down from heaven. unlike the bread that your ancestors ate in the desert and died. Those who eat this bread will live forever. For the bread that I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world to come. You see, we don't understand. You see, we don't even know. Because if we knew that it was truly the body and blood of Jesus, Christ present as he is in heaven, we'd flock to church. We'd flock to Mass. We don't understand. Even as a priest, I don't understand. I have to say to the Lord, take away the veil from my eyes, from my heart. When I raise up the Eucharist, let me know it's the same Jesus as it is in heaven. May God flood you with Christmas anticipation. I want anticipation. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.